Bob stood to his feet, pressed the shotgun to his shoulder, and fired. Hollister was 30 yards away, but the heavy pellets cut a swath through the morning air and buried themselves in the leader's back. The force of the pellets drove the attacker forward in his saddle. He slumped over the pommel, grasping the saddle horn and trying desperately to stay in his saddle. His horse was also hit by stray pellets and shied sideways. Hollister twisted in his saddle but managed to hang on. He quickly disappeared into the trees, wounded but still alive. The two remaining attackers quickly pulled their mounts to a stop, dropped their rifles to the ground, and raised their hands. Jesse was down from the wagon and joined Bob as they walked over to him. Lucas and Cliff rode up with their guns in their hands. "You boys chunk them sidearms," Bob told the two men. The men quickly obeyed and sat their saddles, awaiting their fate. Bob approached the remaining two riders who were sitting their saddles under the watchful eyes of Jesse, Lucas, and Cliff Conroy. "How many more riders does Hollister have on his ranch?" Bob asked.
"Ain't no ranch. Red was lying," one of them said. He ain't got no ranch."
"I see," Bob said. "Get a couple of ropes, Jesse. We got ourselves a couple of cattle rustlers."
I reckon I deserve to get hanged, but this here's my little brother. It's the first time he's ever rode with us. He don't deserve to get hanged for something he didn't do."